Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today? It is a hump day Wednesday, getting you through the middle of the week, but a short four-day work week, if you will. I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, as I like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. There are other ways to listen, too, in addition to the myriad of stations. We have an app. You can download it. It's free, so wherever you go, your phone goes, we go. It's that simple. We're like friends, right? Download it, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can, thank you. Also listen on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. Listen live, go back in time, listen to Sheeman Shepherd podcast, contests, half-off dining deals, lists, minutia, fun stuff. Go check it out. Also, we're on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. I am at on Twitter at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. Chris is at Chris in SWFL. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. Classics, as always, they never change. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We are a day closer to the NBA Finals. The Lightning back in action tonight. We'll discuss Cedric Maxwell in the 3 o'clock hour. Always a joy to talk to. We'll preview the Celtics and Warriors. It is Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts. That's coming up at 5:30. Nice way to end the day. And somewhere between now and then, Wig will probably check in for Wig Wednesday and his Rangers in action tonight as well. Pete Shepherd, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fantastic. And, man, you talk about a flashback to a teenager last night watching Colorado and Edmonton. I was immediately transformed back to probably a 9:30 start, a 9 o'clock start back in the day on USA when the great Dan Kelly, who unfortunately passed away at age 52, was the St. Louis Blues hockey announcer forever and also did he was the main national voice back. And he was the Mike Emmerich of the 80s. Mm-hmm. Of that, and Al Troutwood coming on before and talking about it, and all I'm thinking of, my God, this is Gretzky, Curry, Messier, Marcel Dion, Taylor, Charlie Simmer. That was fun to watch last night. It took about 8 minutes to get it going, but once it started, and I'm talking about the Avalanche over the Oilers 8-6, man, that was, I think back in 82, the Kings beat Edmonton 10-8 one game, and that whole series was very high scoring. This is a throwback to that. It was such great players. You can't even really fault the goaltenders. A lot of you're going to see a lot of pull goaltenders in this series. Mm. The offensive players are just that good. They're just that good.
Meanwhile, tonight we are expecting the opposite.
Yeah,
with the Lightning and the Rangers.
Pretty much total in that game is 5.5. I mean, last night's total was 7. I said it before the show that that's one of the highest totals I have seen in a long, long time. But you're going to have to go over every single game. It's probably going to be higher than the next game. I mean, 14 goals in that game. No lead is going to be safe in that series. But it was so much fun. Just brought me back to like when I was 14 years old and the old USA Network when they showed national games. If my Bruins weren't playing or whatever, that was the go-to. And he was electric. Dan Kelly was as good as Mike Emmerich back in the day. Any St. Louis Blues fan. I know we have a lot of people from Missouri that listen, and St. Louis fans, he was one of the best ever.
Couple quick texts. Utah answering my call when I said we're friends, right? He says you're the three best friends anyone can have, no doubt.
You get the movie reference?
Hangover.
Hangover.
Three best friends. Remember?
Just don't leave me on the roof burning up in the sun for 2 days. Cougar Hunter, I walk out to watch the game on my patio TV, and just in the time he walked out and got organized, they scored 4 goals. Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable out there. Chris, how are you on the other side of the glass?
I'm good.
Good. That's it?
Yeah. I'm good.
I'm glad you're good.
He's not great. He's good.
Oh, just good? Not great? I'm great.
I'm not great. I'm good.
Although on my way in today, I had my low air tire warning light was on, so I just went outside, checked with the old gate. I got like 17 inches of air in my left rear.
What?
I got a problem.
17 PSI?
That's low.
Should be 32, 33.
I keep it at 35 on this car.
I wonder if you hadn't ran over a nail or something.
Well, I need a new person in my street got a new roof this week.
Oh.
So I'm hoping there's not a nail in there. I'm hoping it's just a slow, but it can't be a slow leak
because
there was no warning yesterday, and now I'm down to 7th. I probably got a fast leak, and I hope there's enough air in there after the show for me to get around the corner and fill her up.
You should hang on. Is here Craig? Sir?
Yeah.
Is this yours and you hold out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I should do
you
that.
You owe me a tire.
You should
actually,
sue.
Joe has an air pump in his car, I believe.
I've got two cans, and every tire person will tell you, don't ever use it, but I swear by it. Save me. No. That air in a can with the goo, clog up any small hole. That ruins the inside of the tire, but you don't have a problem anymore. I got two cans of that.
Well, check with our buddy Joe Winter. Joe uses
it. I've used it before.
Use the air compressor.
Use the air compressor.
But if there's a hole and it leaks right back out, my goo will stuff the hole.
You're going to have to buy a new tire.
No.
Or get it plugged.
I don't want to.
Or get it plugged.
I know. You don't want to. You may have to.
I know.
Get a tire plug.
I know.
You know how to use those?
Yeah.
You just stick it in and you take it out and it's plugged and you cut the rest off.
Yeah. Might do that. But I got to find the hole first. Cougar Hunter tell me to plug it. Let's see. Anti-James Bucks fan. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My day always starts at 2 o'clock. Your army man just fell again. Would you get it together over there?
Probably need new tape.
I do.
Get some duct tape.
I retape it every. I suppose. I'll get new Scotch tape. I have it in here.
Yes, Cougar Hunter. I know. If there's actually a nail in there, fix a flat will not work. I got you. I'm hoping that it's just a slow leak with the temperature changes lately, but that's probably not it. Dear Craig, I will loan you my tire plug kit. It saved me four tires so far.
I'll tell you what you should do.
Hold on. You?
Yes.
Keep it brief. We got a rundown.
Take it down to Naples Nissan, and they will.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Isaiah and company will fix it for you.
I don't know if I want to.
Bob, one of the great mechanics down there, take 2 seconds.
I will, but I don't know if I want to drive that far on 17 PSI on the highway.
I'm hoping you get it at least back up to the 20s if you do the air compressor and get it up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. At 7 minutes and 43 seconds past the hour, it's time for SportsCenter Rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Multiple reports out that Kyler Murray will be on the field for the Cardinals today. It'll be the first time he's shown up to any team activity this offseason. Rams coach Sean McVay told reporters contract discussions between the team and Aaron Donald are trending in the right direction. Donald said this offseason he would retire if he did not get a new deal. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Washington Commanders team owner Daniel Snyder have been requested to appear before the House Oversight Committee on June 22nd in relation to the investigation into a hostile work environment and how the league handled allegations.
All right, thank you. We'll get into all of that. Boot Camp says give your son a try at fixing it tonight. Good learning lesson. Interesting. Kyle says Craig begging for someone to come plug his tire during the show. Anyway, some others I can't read about my air and hole and my tire. Moon River says the Beasley helicopter not running today. Shocked you had to drive yourself.
Sometimes other people in the building don't have to.
I know. Other people get rides to work. What the heck? How does that work, by the way? Call in a producer. Chris, there are other shows in this building where the producer gets a call and says, bring me to work today, and it happens.
No, not the producer.
Yeah.
He's not the producer.
Junior?
Junior's the producer. He has to go pick up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I said there are other shows where hosts call the producer to pick him up and bring him in, and it happens. I need a ride to work.
Okay.
If I ever call Chris and say, hey, Chris.
I don't drive Uber.
Come pick me up. Now, I would reciprocate. If Craig said to me, Pete, I'm having a problem today. Do me a favor. Can you come? Yeah, sure.
That'd be a bit inconvenient for you.
Be very inconvenient.
It's not
Although more inconvenient for Chris. I know.
It's not the...
I know.
I'm not afraid to come to your community, although you've never invited me. I've invited you to mine a million
times. I've been
times
to your community three times.
To play golf. Not to break bread. Can't play golf this weekend, Mike. They already dug up the greens.
Is it closed for the reciprocal? The whole, we got to fix our
pool. The whole pool is closed for the entire month, basically. And
the pool?
The tiki bar, they're redoing the floors. Oh. They've been saying they're going to do it for 3 years. And the golf course is closed for like 8 days.
Well, nobody's golfing this weekend anyway.
No,
it's hurricane season, and some sort of storm is going to be drifting our way. We're producing a lot of rain this weekend. Probably Friday, Saturday event, from according to my sources.
Weather model.
Yeah, 80% on Saturday.
I prefer the European model to the American model. I think it's way more accurate. That's just my opinion.
I just said the weather model.
I'm saying the European. Every time they give you spaghetti maps, and there's the European model, which is accurate, and then there's the American model, which is all over the place. It's a chaos. You can't plan anything on the American model.
Well, it was like that when you took meteorology at IU, right?
I mean, we didn't have spaghetti models back in the 1990s.
Yes. This is what meteorologists do, right? It's a great way to cover yourself. Partly cloudy. Just say partly cloudy.
Is partly cloudy the same as partly sunny in your book?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Partly sunny should mean a little bit more sunshine. Yeah. But what's the difference?
You're on to something.
Is that what they teach you in school? Yeah. It makes people feel better, partly sunny. Psychologically, it's better to say partly sunny than partly cloudy.
Titan Taylor says, I'm early campaigning for next year's Texas bracket. I'll come plug your tire for you, Craig. Well, that's very nice of you. Cougar Hunter also agrees European model greater than American model. I go by the European model when they start doing spaghetti maps.
For whatever model says, we're not going to get hit.
Yeah, but what if that's the wrong one?
Well, it gives me hope anyway. That's wrong, it's wrong.
Well, if it's wrong, then you're not prepared, and then boom.
Well, no, I mean, you're going to be
prepared. You're always prepared.
You're going to be prepared.
Yeah.
But
especially with the Hurricane Central on ESPNSWFL.com. That you've got to read for coming up in a few minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all over it. Just because we're a sports station doesn't mean we can't help the people out and tell them what's coming weather-wise with Craig Sheeman AccuWeather Forecast or whatever we put on the website.
We're giving away a Jenny.
Giving away a Jenny.
Yep.
I'm very excited. This is the one prize I wish I could win, even though I already have a generator. But this is the greatest thing we give away every year. And
exclusive to this station, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think it's very, very exciting.
I think it's awesome.
And I'll tell you, as Gavin's Ace Hardware, they're very generous.
Yeah.
Very generous.
I am headed down there. Maybe I think that's what I am going to do Saturday is head down there to pick out a grill for my new house, which will be ready in a couple months.
All right. You know, I'm due for a new grill. How long is a grill supposed to last? Mine's starting to get rusted out. It's like four years old.
Oh.
And I cover mine.
Not that quick.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised. Now, it's out in my pool deck in the element, but I it's covered. I cover it, and it's starting to rust out already.
Hmm.
How long should a grill last?
Well, if you take care of it, it should
last
quite a
while. I kind of do. I'm just kind of curious.
I've never had a grill break.
And I always, I'm not above replacing the inside parts
of the
grill.
Oh, yeah.
I do that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I've had a bottom rust out.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, but it was... like 8 years, 9 years, not four.
Maybe we have more moisture down there in Naples. More humidity, more rust, and opportunity.
More hot air, maybe.
Than Fort Myers?
Yeah.
Significantly
more. We're way further south, Chris.
Maybe, okay.
Your air is different.
I mean, it's just different. It's like the Bahamas down there.
We don't mess with you all Lee County folk.
New deodorant says celebrating 5 years down here in Florida. Love listening to you guys. Still using Chris's advice on gel deodorant and Pete's advice on soft bristle toothbrushes. Craig, I'm just happy to root for IU basketball. Thanks, guys. Boy, I don't remember Chris talking about gel deodorant. That's a very specific text, which I enjoy. That's how he got his name, probably. New deodorant.
That could be 3 years old, though.
Just had to switch deodorants.
Just now?
In the last few weeks, yeah.
You should mix it up every once in a while. Your body gets used to whatever formula you're using, and it not becomes immune to it, but it adjusts.
Yeah, I went from Old Spice to Dove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use Axe.
Gel.
Axe?
Yeah.
Spray?
No.
Okay.
Solid.
I thought about going spray deodorant.
Yeah?
I didn't, but I thought about it.
Isn't all that aerosol supposed to be bad, or is that...
For who?
The environment. The environment!
Maybe.
Girl Dad Go Blue says, just got a new Weber from Ace. My old Weber was 10 years old. Like, mine's still working. I mean, I'm starting to look a little shabby.
Too, like a car outside, I mean, it also depends on how much sun hits it during the day. You know, that
could
be a factor.
Well, again, mine's out in the sun, but it's covered with a canvas, like a pretty sturdy cover. Pete's Kryptonite says, hey, Craig, how's your ass? Thanks for asking. For those that don't know, I pulled an ass muscle, a glute.
You hurt your bum.
Bowling on Monday.
Bowling bum.
But it's still a little sore, but I did work out today. I said, you know what? I'll work around it.
Power through it.
Didn't do as many squats, but
why not?
Because that's what's Chris. I got an injury. I'm not hurt. I have an injury. Difference.
You do jump squats.
I do.
Those are tough.
I didn't today.
Those hurt.
Yeah. Probably minimum once a week. I get to do a jump squat routine.
Yeah. Tough.
Hate squat. You know, you ever do wall squats where you lean on a wall at 45, like you're sitting
like
on
in
a
your
chair?
Yes. Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, I do those. Did those today. No problem with the glute on that one. That was all quad.
Yeah, a lot of quad.
Yeah.
What music? Yeah, you watching music or TV?
No, I used to listen to music, and it bothers me. So I work out in silence.
Huh. I like putting on a Seinfeld, something that's like 20 minutes long, 25 minutes long. That it makes the time.
Yeah, but I work
faster.
Out an hour and a half. I need more than
put on a movie.
So put on a movie. Oh, watched episode 4 last night.
Oh, so you're caught up with me.
Ooh.
That was intense.
I had nightmares.
I told my wife this morning. I just hollered over to her. I said, hey, I can't get the scenes out of Stranger Things out of my head. It's nonstop.
I hardly ever react to movies in my head, like nightmare stuff.
Well, what was the one that freaked you out about 6 months ago that you said that was really intense? It's hard because you watch something every day. But there was a series you were watching.
Maybe Ozark.
Was it the beginning? No.
But
you came in here and you said it was intense. You could only watch one episode at a time.
Oh no, that was
Squid Games.
Squid Games.
Squid Games.
I never got through it. I got through 6 episodes. I think there were 10. I couldn't do it.
All right, but episode 4.
Oh,
episode 4 of Stranger Things could cause you nightmares.
No question. And you start questioning yourself, what is real and what isn't?
Yes.
I'm like walking through the living room, I'm like, am I really here?
Yeah.
Or am I over there?
Yeah.
Or am I back in some childhood thing? But it's very well done. And you forget, you know, it's a combination of like Stephen King, John Carpenter,
all
right?
The above.
Because did you get the Silence of the Lambs reference when she went into the jail cell?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was almost, in fact, as soon as that scene was set up, I'm like, they're ripping off Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
Let's see. Green Falcon usually gets 7 to 9 years of a grill before it's replaced. Mine is under roof in the lanai, but exposed to plenty of moisture. Covered and uncovered doesn't seem to matter. Krispy Kreme overrated, texting in. Gel deodorant, thumbs down.
Really? I like gel. Utah says, any of you watching Doctor Strange? Yes. Very dark and creepy. Yes. I liked it. I thought it was excellent. Very dark and creepy, though. Yes.
Mm. Let's see here.
Marvel's getting dark.
Yeah?
They're going down the dark path.
Yeah.
Getting almost into
like Batman?
Like the DC Comics world. Yeah. Did you watch the new series Night Moon or Moon Knight?
No.
Whatever it is.
How is that? I know, that's a Marvel-based series.
I'm halfway through it. It's
new superheroes, right?
It's dark. It's dark. Hmm.
Here's somebody that agrees with Craig's statement from yesterday. Mike Nicastro. Does podcast, covers the Steelers for the Athletic. Deshaun Watson should never be able to step onto a football field again.
Well, let's discuss that for a moment.
Craig beat you to it yesterday.
We'll get
a 23rd and 24th.
Yeah.
Have come forth.
Yep.
The 23rd, Chris, I might need your assistance on some of it. I can't say what he did on the air. Like, okay, so the 23rd came out. She says, I saw the way he was acting on the HBO special, and I decided that's enough. I didn't originally join in because I didn't want my family harassed and bothered. She met with him 3 times. You're thinking, well, why'd you meet with him 3 times if there was a problem? Well, first time, I'll just say he had a request. I'll just say her fingers and digital.
Yeah,
and I'll just leave it at that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
She said she didn't do it. Thought maybe he might be embarrassed by the request. Kept being professional. The second time, he started reaching her buttocks and groping her a little bit. asked her to do something sexual I won't mention. At that point, she had enough. When he came in a third time, she didn't want to massage him. Her boss made her. He was real aggressive with his request there, and she quit her job at that point. So she's a 20. Now, a 24th person looks like they're coming. I don't know if they have yet. I just saw on a Pro Football Talk that it looked like a 24th was coming forward.
Well, you heard Busby say yesterday that for now, it was 23 yesterday at 5:40 or about 5:30 when the story broke. And then he left it wide open for more. Left it wide open for more.
I wonder if any of the 40 that vouched for him recant. Or are these additional people altogether? Like, has he had like 60 different masseuses?
Well, and Roger Goodell's going to be busy because this is breaking now, too. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform has just requested that Roger Goodell and Dan Snyder testify during a June 22nd hearing in front of the committee concerning the investigation into the commanders. So this is going to be a fun month for RG and
it's
company.
Like the two kids, Daniel Snyder and Roger Goodell, were horsing around, and finally the teachers have called them to the principal's office. You're going to Congress to testify about the workplace. What did you know and when? But to your point about Roger being busy, keep in mind last week he met with Deshaun Watson, and it looked like this thing was, you were under the assumption that they told Deshaun Watson where they were at and what he could likely expect. Then he went down to the Bahamas and worked out with his teammates. I think this is going to put the brakes on that. Don't you? Unless he knew about the 23rd and 24th coming. They always know before we know.
Well, I, you know, it was Graziano, I think, was saying that Roger Goodell did not know, you know, and that's why I'm sure he's upset now, but I mean, he had to. If you're Roger Goodell, I'm sort of expecting more to come forward, especially after what the HBO. I'm not surprised.
I know.
What I'm surprised more haven't come.
What if you make a decision and it's kind of a light sentence, if you will, and then all of a sudden more stuff comes out? Now you're looking horrible as a commissioner.
Yeah.
Golden Knight, I had the same thought as you. With this graphic detail, why has there not been a formal charge, criminal charge against Deshaun Watson? Why?
Well, I wonder if these new allegations or these two new civil suits opens up the potential for another grand jury to look at the evidence.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And decide whether or not to pursue charges.
You know? Obviously, the evidence has not been
strong enough.
Strong enough, or, you know, with
reasonable
doubt.
She said, basically. Yeah.
But and there's still a long way to go here.
But I don't know the answer to this question. I would think that in a court of law, this many accusations should require some sort of, you know, I would think it would require a trial.
It's not one person. Well, it's 23 going on 24. You're right.
But it can't be.
It can't be coincidence.
But it's got to be it's got to be something specific that you get tried for. So does, you know, enough people saying something, you know, that you've done something bad, but they're still not evidence apart from he said she said. I don't know.
Like 24 women could say, oh, that radio guy, I'll bet he's rich, he's a radio. Let's get a bunch of friends together, let's all accuse Craig of doing something, and that alone won't get me charged, right?
But what happened
without any evidence?
I'm asking the question.
And without any wrongdoing.
But in this situation here, all these women, my guess is that he is trying to work out a whole bunch of hush money with the lawyers. That's what I think is happening. And I think that's going to be the way. Not everybody gets the same, but it may not work. They may not all go for it. They may not go for it. But we have now 24 accusations, and it's not going to be the last. And maybe Roger Goodell, like you said, because he said last week we're about ready to end this investigation. Not anymore, and now he just gets called in to testify on June 22nd in front of the committee concerning the investigation for the Committee on Oversight and Reform. Now, who's his attorney going to be? People think Roger Goodell is an attorney. Roger Goodell is not an attorney.
Let me just back up a little bit. I'll say the women out there and their lawyers know that Deshaun has about $10 million per accuser, guaranteed. Coming to him. I don't know how much he asked for. I don't know if you 1 million a person or 10 million a person or somewhere in between. But wasn't there a rumor that there was 100,000 per offered?
Yes.
That was never confirmed.
Yes. Yeah.
And so if you're just tuning in, yesterday I made a Pete Shepard hyperbole type statement. I said, and we put a sticky pad, Craig Sheeman saying that Deshaun Watson never plays another down. It's on the pad.
Well.
And you guys wrote it down before I could change my mind.
There is a site out there.
Right? I might co-sign on it now.
Oh, in less than 24 hours, you might co-sign?
But it's different if you're the NFL at this point, because it's like every time this story, the book seems to be closed on it, there's something new.
Yeah.
So what's to say that Busby doesn't have another, you know, six or seven women lined up that are considering, you know, hopping onto this, this civil suit? Mm-hmm. And I don't have a schedule up in front of me, but before a Monday night game, it comes out on Monday at 10 a.m. that another accuser's come forward. And now you've got, you know, the poster boy for this, not a good poster boy, obviously, but the poster boy for this, you're showing him off to the world on Monday. Like, it's a bad look for the NFL, where they might just have to say, look, we've got to suspend you.
Right.
We can't have you in marquee moments representing the NFL.
There's a story out there from Myth Football, and it's not Mary Kay Cabot, but it says the expectations throughout the Browns organization is that quarterback Deshaun Watson will be suspended for the entirety of the 2022 season, per multiple sources, for this particular thing. I haven't seen it anywhere else yet, but it's certainly, to Chris's point, very, very valid. No question about it.
And also to Chris's point, not wanting to have a guy, you know, the slow drip before a Monday night game or whatever. Remember how ticked off the league was that John Gruden coached one more game after the accusations came out. They finally put the hammer on Mark Davis. Says, dude, what do you do? We told you about this week. Get him out of here. Mm-hmm. And then he was gone the next day. So they don't want to put him on a national stage with this going out.
And believe that there is pressure from other owners. The other owners in the league are not happy about the contract that the Browns gave Deshaun Watson, fully guaranteeing all of the money. They don't like it. And behind the scenes, I would imagine there's a lot of pressure on Roger Goodell to say, look, this isn't our guy. I don't care that it's going to ruin the Browns season.
Right.
He can't be on the field this year.
Right. And by the way, he wasn't on the field last year either, but that was...
And just because the grand jury did fail to indict does not mean he's innocent. Mm-hmm. And the NFL doesn't care what legally, you know, outside. They don't care. They can do whatever they want. Roger Goodell can do whatever he wants. And we will see. Like I said, I know we had this discussion yesterday by Tyreek Hill. He did nothing about Tyreek Hill. Yes, Deshaun Watson is a quarterback, high-profile quarterback. But Tyreek Hill was involved in some serious allegations involved a child and a broken arm allegation, violence, and got nothing. And then Ezekiel Elliott gets six games for what he did, which probably wasn't as egregious as what. So I don't know, but I'm starting to lean that there is a strong possibility that he may not be playing this year.
All right. Well, we could chew on that for a while. Your thoughts at 239-337-ESPN.
Miami Dolphins minicamp. Omar Kelly was covering the team. And this is not – I wouldn't panic about this at all, because it's the first day of camp that everybody has to be there. But Omar Kelly said first day of Miami Dolphins minicamp was a defense-dominated performance. The entire offense was bad, with maybe five plays being the exception. But again, it's the first day. New system, new players, new coach.
System?
Yes.
Yeah. This week's half price.
Not my words.
This week's half price dining deal on ESPNSWFL.com. Islamist House in Miramar Outlets. Pete highly recommends it.
Yes.
The food from Peru, plus burgers, salads, an entire menu with their own specialty drinks and beers. You can get a $50 gift card to Islamist House right now at ESPNSWFL.com. Bless you.
Sorry.
You heard that sneeze. You get the $50 gift card for $25, half off. Or keep listening, or I should say, and keep listening for your chance to just win a $50 gift card. That's coming up later on today. Sheeman and Shepherd warming up on a hump day Wednesday, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. I normally don't do this, but the UEFA European qualifier for soccer, this is usually Chris's territory. Scotland is taking on Ukraine.
In Scotland.
Is this the first time Ukraine has played soccer in a while?
Yes. Like, yeah, I mean, since the invasion. Yeah, this game was supposed to be held in March.
Okay.
Obviously.
Right.
What happened in February postponed that game.
And their home pitch is probably a little bumpy right now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So this is in Scotland. Where is it? Glasgow? Or
I'm not sure where in Scotland. I would imagine Glasgow, but I don't know.
Okay. And they've handed out the words to the...
The national anthem. Yeah, they've given all the fans showing up a pamphlet that's got the lyrics to the Ukraine national anthem. So when they play it before the game, everybody can sing along.
This could be a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Well, if they're playing, I mean, to say the words in Ukrainian is tough, but I have the English translation. It's a short anthem, according to what I have.
So but apparently the reports are that it's not a normal European game where the fans, you have to keep them separate.
Yeah. There's a lot of togetherness
yes,
here.
Yes, obviously.
I see a guy with bagpipes. He's obviously from Scotland, surrounded by people with the gold and blue of Ukraine and UCLA.
It is in Glasgow.
Yeah. It is in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Then I have I've called an American football game at this stadium in Glasgow before.
There you go.
Mm. For you, NFL Europe.
And the soccer side of this.
Hampden Park.
Yeah, yeah. This arena and or stadium, I believe, has been around since World War II and long time ago. Anyway, what were you saying?
So the winner of this game will go on to play Wales, and the winner of that game will be the final team in the group of the World Cup with us, England, and Iran.
Okay. All right. Now, I have another question. If I may take a slight left turn, because Delta reminded me with this text.
Mm.
So I read that Dustin Johnson is going to play in the LIV, the Saudi league thing in London. There was speculation Phil was going to go to this. Players of the PGA were asking for an exemption to be allowed to go. I was under the assumption they were being denied that. So how's Dustin Johnson going? Is he doing whatever the hell he wants?
Well, Dustin Johnson and Graham McDowell.
Yeah, there are a few other guys. He's not alone, but he's the biggest name.
Yeah, he's the biggest name. Yep.
Did he just say, I'm going to do what I want? And the PGA, if you want to suspend me, go ahead?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Is he being paid an appearance fee, presumably?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also included in the field, the expected Dustin Johnson, Taylor Gooch, Louis Oosthuizen, Kevin Na, Hudson Swafford. All PGA members, all were denied requests by the PGA Tour to participate in the league.
So if the PGA Tour and Commissioner Jay Monahan live up to what they've said, those guys will no longer be playing on the tour.
At all?
Well, it says members who violate the tournament regulations are subject to disciplinary action. It's unclear what the disciplinary action might be, but it's presumed that a suspension, possible ban.
Yeah, the tour has said you're not allowed to play both.
Yeah.
If you want to go play with them, that's fine, but that's where you are playing.
But this is okay. But this is just a one-up event. Like Dustin's not joining the tour.
I don't know that.
We don't know that.
I don't know that.
So RBC also has dropped him, Dustin, as a sponsor. Wow. Doubly embarrassing for everyone. RBC Canadian Open, which DJ normally plays, takes place the week of the first LIV golf event in London.
Wow. What? Okay. Let's think this through here. What's Dustin's strategy? His end game? Is he joining? Has he just not said anything yet? Have they paid him $100 million to go over there, and he's the first big domino to fall?
I always thought somebody would do it. Maybe not somebody.
I didn't think Dustin Johnson.
No, I didn't think Dustin Johnson either.
I thought it would be a second-tier guy.
Yeah.
Like a
Gray McDowell, maybe.
Top 40 player or something. You know, not a guy that can win a major at any given moment. Not one of the best guys in the PGA.
He must have got the money. And he had to.
Because he said he did what's best for his family. That means money, I guess.
It's money.
Yeah, but it also means moving your family over there, or you're going to be...
Well, I don't know if it means that. There's not a tournament each week, so...
Yeah, but is he expected to do appearances?
I'm sure he is, but again, it's not. It doesn't mean that it's not... Okay, maybe he lives there for...
Yeah, no, I'm just saying...
3 months out of the year, and then for another 3 months, it's flying over there, and, you know, wherever the tournaments are, I'd imagine that they would hold some of the tournaments here in the States, but I don't know if golf courses would want to do that because then you're writing off your chances of hosting a PGA Tour event or, you know, maybe even a major, depending on, you know, what status level your course has. But
he and Paulina, do they have a kid?
No.
They just got married, right?
They just got married. Okay. I do not believe they have a kid.
So PGA Tour member Rory McIlroy also rode for both the PGA Tour and the Canadian Open. Will he be defending his 2019 crown?
I just saw one blip headline on ESPN. I'm shocked that this isn't a bigger, like, holy cow. This isn't a big headline.
I think it will be when...
If it wasn't
the
maybe,
next,
I mean, this is a former number one, not too far off of his game.
Look, he won the Masters in 2020.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Like, this is a major deal.
You know, does this take him off of, I don't know, are we awarding Ryder Cup points for LIV Golf Tour? Does this take Dustin Johnson off of the Ryder Cup?
Yeah.
No, it's a serious question.
I know.
Does it take Louis Oosthuizen off of the President's Cup team? I don't know.
Yeah. Watson in Golden Gate says he heard Dustin got 125 mil.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. I would say he hasn't made that much money in his career over here playing.
And Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, basically said players won't be allowed to play on both circuits. They were at Muirfield.
Yeah, we got the – I want to hear the Ukraine anthem. This is Scotland and Ukraine playing soccer. It's in Scotland, but they've been given the Ukraine anthem. A moment of togetherness. Couldn't really hear the lyrics of the crowd, but it was pretty passionate. Mm-hmm. This is the stadium where I made my NFL Europe debut, come to think of it, here in Scotland. How about that?
Huge place.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's old. But a nice sunny day there. And again, this is the first soccer match that Ukraine has played since the war.
Mm-hmm. Again, statement by Jay Monahan. Getting back to golf real quick. Yeah. As communicated to our entire membership on May 10th, PGA Tour members have not been authorized to participate in the Saudi Golf League's London event under PGA Tour tournament regulations. Members who violate the tournament regulations are subject to disciplinary action. And then, you know, before that, he also made it pretty much said that you won't be allowed to play on both circuits. And so 42-player list released by the... last night.
And Phil was not on it.
Dustin Johnson?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's odd as
well. What do you guys make of that?
I mean, it's a 48-person field. They only released 42 names, so I don't know.
Two major winners in DJ and Martin Kamer. Four other winners, Sergio Garcia.
Well, Louis Oosthuizen.
Yeah.
Louis Oosthuizen's won a major.
Yeah, that's what I said. The 2010 Open that he won. Charles Schwartzel won the Masters in 2000. Yeah, that's a typo because these are all.
Yeah, got more than two major winners on that list.
Oh, two-time major winners, Dustin Johnson and Martin Kamer.
Oh, okay.
Four other major winners: Sergio, Charles Schwartzel, Graham McDowell, Louis Oosthuizen, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah,
Oosty.
To Chris's point, at age 37,
He's earned $74 million
DJ?
On the tour. Yeah.
Yep. Matt Jones.
Look, I don't know how you look at a 37-year-old whose game is predicated on power. And look, he could still compete at the top level of the PGA Tour for like another 5 years to come.
Right.
But if you're saying
to 40.
You've made $75 million, I'm offering you $125. You're going to make $200 million playing golf in your life, and we're only signing you up for the next 5 years.
And plus $20 million purses at most of the LIV events.
Yep.
So,
and I don't know what the taxes are over there. I imagine they're better than most states. Not here in Texas, but I mean, you know.
Not here in Texas?
Well, not, I mean, because the income, you don't have no income tax.
Or
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah, here. Yeah, I meant for income tax purposes.
Oh, I got you.
Like,
I got
there's
you.
No, it's a lot easier down here. And so, Chris, if you were offered $125 million,
that's tough to say no to.
I know. What would your wife's, as you are right now, with the wife and two kids, and possibly, you know, a baby girl in the near future?
Jeez. No. I would.
You would have the conversation.
Yeah, you'd have to have the conversation. You'd have to $125 million.
And I don't know what the commitment is. Like, I don't know what the commitment is. How many years you have to do it? Five?
I don't care if you go for 10. You're making 12.5
a
year.
All right, let's back up. Let's say Tiger had this opportunity at age 37. See, the majors meant something to him, and he didn't want it. He wouldn't. I don't know that he would risk it. And his endorsement deals are all through the roof, so maybe.
Right, and that
Dustin may be the perfect guy to switch over. I mean, Phil's too old. Dustin may be the guy.
I'm not gonna. You can get into the where the money is coming from and the Saudi group and their human rights record. You can get into all of that. Yeah. I'm just talking about the golf and the X's and O's and what it means for my family's future.
I want to know the
That's
tax
tough
situation.
To say no to.
But if you got $75 million plus endorsements in the bank. I'm not going to be the guy that says how much is enough, but I mean, you can't spend that. But to each, if that's what he wants.
I don't know. I mean, he's.
Although he just tripled his net worth at age 37 overnight, basically. If he's getting $125 million, well, he's got $75 million already.
Oh, and here we go. There is no personal income tax in Saudi Arabia. A flat income tax rate of 20% is applied to the tax adjusted profit of resident non-Saudi and non-GCC individuals. Non-residents who do not have a legal registration or a permanent establishment in Saudi Arabia are subject to withholding tax on their income derived from a source in Saudi Arabia. Now, I imagine, though, these guys will have declared residency. So,
again,
there's no personal income tax, so there you go.
Go look at who's backing this. It's the Prince of Saudi
Arabia.
They
got more money than
anybody. They will give you they'll give you the papers you need.
By the way, I got so enthralled with this, so I'm late. I forgot. Mm-hmm. And by the way, also anti-Chris texting in. Pete's Ushazen is Chris's Arapaho. That's a fair statement.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
Hurricane season is here at ESPN Southwest Florida. Has
Partners
has created the Gavin. Okay.
We
created the
here,
Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page at ESPNSWFL.com. Perfectly written.
Yeah.
I just botched the read.
Yep.
Complete with tips. Complete with tip. There's got to be more than one tip.
Tips, tricks.
Tricks.
And all the
information you need to prepare for the big storm. All month long, you can register to win a home generator. So you're not left in the dark for the next storm or being forced to be like Pete and break into Chris's house and ask for shelter. Register now at ESPNSWFL.com on the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page, brought to you by Powerhouse Home Services and 888 Sean King. Car accident, medical malpractice, and wrongful death. Call 888 Sean King. Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
A cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
So Aaron Donald is threatening to retire. He's got a 1 year left with zero guaranteed money on it. Just won the Super Bowl. Says he's content if he walks away. Could be a negotiating ploy. Here's Diana Rossini on NFL Live saying Aaron Donald wants to get paid, and the Rams actually think they'll get a deal done.
it seems like this is actually going to work out in terms of this contract. This isn't one of these situations, from the sense I get, that it's ugly. There's a feeling in LA this will get done, right? So we know Aaron is looking to get paid. And what else does he have left? When you listen to him talk about what he's going to do next, it's such a leverage play when you hear his words, because he's basically telling the Rams, I've done it all. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl. He's been Defensive Player of the Year 3 times. He's been a Pro Bowler every single season he's played in the league. What else does Aaron Donald have to do? Not much when it comes to that resume. But look, he admitted he wants another little bite at that apple of being a champ. But at the end of the day right now, the Rams have got to make a decision. Do they want to pay the best player in football the money that he wants and deserves?
All right. By the way, has anybody heard a figure? It's got to be north of $20
million. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how far north. Yeah. That's what I want to know. Marcus Spears, also on NFL Live, says the Rams are not Super Bowl contenders without Aaron Donald.
Obviously, the Rams are still going to be a really good team in the NFC. But the Rams go from being the favorite, in my opinion, to not being the favorite at all in this division without Aaron Donald. And it's because of what he changes about this football team. The last 2 games we watched Aaron Donald play in the playoffs on his way to winning the Super Bowl, it was him that got the stops. It was him that caused the interception from Jimmy Garoppolo. It was him that sacked Joe Burrow, which eventually didn't end up in Ja'Marr Chase scoring a touchdown. Aaron Donald changes the dynamic of what the Los Angeles Rams are as a football team identity-wise. You want to talk about his impact as a defensive guy? What about the plays that he makes that gives Matt Stafford and that offense more possessions? What about how good he makes guys that are around him? I put him in that LeBron James category. When you go play with him, you play better and you get paid. That is the impact. And if you don't have that impact, you can't be in the conversation about being the GOAT, and he's squarely in the center of it.
All right. And we'll see what happens there. Stay tuned. Here's Dan Graziano on KJM talking about, you know, we talk about all the young quarterbacks last year. All right, now many of them are going into year two. Who's the best of that bunch?
Oh, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Because the upgrade coaching-wise is so significant, right? I mean, like, whatever happened with Doug Peterson at the end in Philly, he's a coach that's had success with quarterbacks. He knows how to coach him. And Lawrence last year was a complete fiasco. So he's going from, like, way under zero to actually something really good. I think he'll make a big jump.
All right. We have the latest on Saban versus Jimbo, and also a little hockey. The Lightning are in action. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, Cedric Maxwell will join us to preview the NBA Finals Game 1. Stay tuned. It's Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.